The chickens. Hello, Fearlings. Here's another horror short just for you. Conrad had run afoul of the law, stealing a chicken. When the cops finally had him cornered, he savagely tore into its flesh, trying to eat the bird alive. No one could fathom why he did it, being that he was the town's most outspoken vegan. He would do things like stare at people eating burgers with judgmental looks, or there was that week he protested by himself outside of Henry Hogg's smokehouse. Any person who could stand outside that place with the wonderful smell of barbecue filling the air and not go inside and get lunch is dedicated to their ideology. But there he was, eating a screaming chicken raw on Main Street, surrounded by officers. Once the police got him in cuffs, he went mad, yelling at them, saying the chickens would kill us all. That was 3 weeks ago, and by God, I wish we'd listened. Good night, Fearlings. Undead Law Firm. Hello, Fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Jack had a lot of questions when bitten by a zombie at the Gas and Slurp. Why was this man with worm-infested eyes biting me? Can I keep my job as a line cook at Lenny's? Would I be able to collect my own life insurance policy if I was undead? And finally, why did Bob push me into a zombie and run in the first place? Becoming a flesh-eating monster can be scary, but here at the law firm of zombies, ghouls, and slightly asymmetrical vampires, we have your back. We help the living prepare in case of a life after heartbeats, and we're helping the newly turned navigate the rules and regulations so many of our kind find ghouling. We'll make sure your life insurance can be paid out to you in case you come back from the dead. If your job tries to fire you because your skin is decaying and you smell like unrefrigerated pork, we'll take them to court. Here at ZG and SAV, we go that extra mile for your undead rights. So, whether you live near a graveyard and want to be prepared for a zombie flash mob, or you rise from the grave after falling for the old cute goth girl actually thinks you're funny trap, call us. We'll bite for you. Good night, Fearlings. Grocery shopping. Hello, Fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Tammy slowly snuck through the grocery store as low as she could get. 10 zombies shambled throughout the aisles. She was starving. When the end of the world started, she escaped to the forest, but she was no survivalist. Days passed, and she had to find food. She turned down the center aisle, where she found at least 50 cans of food scattered across the floor. Besides their labels missing, they looked good. Tammy felt like she struck gold. All she needed to do was go unnoticed and grab 4 or 5 cans. Carefully, she worked her way up the aisle. Each step was calculated. She had to move fast. Just as she put the final can in her bag, a zombie rounded the corner. It let out a horrible groan, declaring that it was dinner time. Tammy grabbed her bag and started to run. In life, these people had never run. But as zombies, suddenly they were Olympic sprinters. She weaved her way through them as they tried to take her down to dine on her flesh. Just as she was about to escape, one of them hooked her arm. She spun and was able to break free, but her bag opened, causing all but one of the cans to fly out. With no options left, she fled the store. Later, at her campsite, she opened the can to find creamed corn. It was the best meal she'd had in days. Good night, Fearlings. Heart problem. Hello, Fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Elton had a problem. His heart had a mind of its own lately. It had its own thoughts and dreams. It had become sentient. At first, Elton thought the new voice he heard was his own mind playing tricks on him. He tried to ignore it, but it became louder and louder. Stop eating so much junk food. Stop walking so fast. Why do you need me to send so much blood below your waist? After a while, he realized it wasn't his subconscious. It was his heart. The complaints changed as well. It's always dark here. Your blood tastes too much like iron. I want to see the world. The heart had grown an eye in its center and taste buds in its valves to experience life. But it found being confined unfulfilling. It wanted to see the world. It wanted freedom. His heart dreamt of better things. Elton's body was found by his sister. She screamed and almost fainted at the brutality of the scene she beheld. Elton's chest had been ripped open. Blood was everywhere. There was no sign of struggle, no break-in, and no prints. Just a trail of blood that ended at the doggy door. The case went cold. Investigators would always wonder, who stole Elton's heart? Good night, Fearlings. Dealing with a demon. Hello, Fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Richard knew that the man at the bar was not a man. It was blurry for one thing. It shimmered just out of focus. At first, he thought his eyes were the issue, but after looking around the bar, he understood that this was a demon. It was talking up women who seemed not to notice the same thing Richard had. He didn't know them, but something told him that the thing was hunting and something terrible was going to happen. He approached it, and within moments, he was able to get the women to leave. "Hey, buddy, I'm trying to get laid here and you're chicken blocking me," the thing said. "That's not the right saying. You meant to say, never mind. Look, I can tell you're not human and you mean those girls harm." "Really? Interesting. You shouldn't be able to see me at all." "Doesn't matter. You can't keep me from them. The blonde is half in the bag and I'll do what I want. You try to stop me again, I'll drag you to hell too," it replied. "Does it have to be those two, or can I give you an alternative?" Richard asked. "No, it doesn't, and sure, but it better be good. My wife is sleeping with another man. They're together right now. Here's the address. Have fun," Richard smiled. "Good night, Fearlings."